Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Tuesday, December 28th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Obviously, the premise of this podcast is thinking for yourself, and I often talk about things that you should be thinking for yourself about, but I don't think I've ever spoken about why you should think for yourself, nor do I think I've ever spoken about why you should have the utmost confidence in what you think about when you're thinking for yourself. And I'd like to do that on this podcast. This past week, several things came together in my life to cause me to reach a conclusion I've never even thought about before. And to be fully disclosed and upfront, the conclusion really isn't mine. It's the end result of things that have happened this week and then something I heard today, which brought it all together. And so let me give you the lead up to what that conclusion is. Earlier in the week, someone sent me an article. It was the latest announcement from Dr. Fauci about what we should or should not be doing relative to now the latest variant, and also him talking about airplanes and whether or not people should be masked. And he seems to think that that ought to be a permanent condition on airplanes. And so again, and yet I shouldn't even say again, but continuously, there is information almost every single day coming out of the COVID task force head by Fauci and coming out of the CDC, coming from WHO, the World Health Organization, coming from the President of the United States, information about what we're doing at the moment. And that seems to fluctuate. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of consistency in that information, but it keeps coming nonetheless. And so when I got this article, it was particularly referencing the mask wearing on airplanes. I sent it on to a friend of mine, and she texted me back and she said, maybe they're getting ready for us to wear burkas. And I laughed for the minute, but then I texted her back and I said, you know, you may not be far off. I mean, isn't this how the Nazis started? First, they limited the times and the places where Jews could shop or do business. And then all the while they were defaming Jews and degrading Jews in public and humiliating them and ostracizing them. And then after there was this initial limitation of where they could go and what they could do and the times in which they could do it, then they moved them into the ghetto, right? Then they cordoned off, walled off parts of cities where the Jews had to live within those communities. And then when that played itself out, they moved the Jews out of their cities to forced labor camps. And finally, when they left the forced labor camps, they moved them to extermination camps, to Auschwitz and Birkenau, all of the ones that we know the name of way too well. So it was a slow slope, right? It was a progression. Now, I'm hearing things from people like Rahm Emanuel's brother, who is a physician that worked on Obamacare. I think his name is Zeke Emanuel. Today, I read an article that he said the unvaccinated who are let go from their jobs for failing to vaccinate should not be eligible for unemployment. And of course, we know that there are places you can't go in and shop unless you're wearing a mask. So we're already seeing this delineation, right, of members of society because they're refusing to be vaxxed. Now, from one perspective, there are people who believe that the unvaxxed are a danger to the rest of society. But then there are other people like Dr. Peter McCullough, who, if you look him up online, Wikipedia has nothing nice to say about him. But I listened to a 2-hour podcast where he was interviewed, and the man's depth and scope of knowledge about COVID, about epidemiology, he is a cardiologist, he is published, I think he has more articles published in his specialty than anyone in history, actually. And he believes that all of the therapeutics, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and in conjunction with zinc and vitamin C and other drugs like quercetin, which is an over-the-counter, and etc., the therapeutics, including monoclonal antibodies, are the answer to keeping people out of hospital, because once they go into the hospital, that's where they die, most likely. And so there's this other side of the perspective, right? Which is the opposite of vaccine is only the path that can be taken. There's the therapeutic path, which actually, when you think about it, why aren't we trying to nip it in the bud early in people, not tell them to stay home for 7 or 14 days while they rot in isolation and their symptoms get worse, so that by the time they get to a hospital, they're beyond help and no wonder they die in the hospital. There's both sides of this, right? So every day, each one of us is confronted with this dilemma. What do we do? Who do you listen to? Who do you listen to? And that's when today I realized something. And I realized it because I was listening to an 8-minute YouTube video. I don't even know who the man is. He's from Australia. And I actually clicked on it because I thought it was, you know, a philosophical, spiritual kind of video. And it is. But he said something so incredibly profound. And if you're deeply religious, maybe you won't find this as profound as I did. But here's what he said. God created man, humans. Humans create governments. And governments create societies, or vice versa, however you want to look at it. And centralized governments create local governments. And you get the drift. The drift is, if God created humankind, if God created us, why in the world would we listen to Dr. Fauci or what the government is telling us to do? Where is the harm in taking in the information and thinking for yourself? No one is any closer, no government, no collective, no organization, no administration is any closer to the source of all information than each one of us is. And I thought about that and I said, you know what? There are so many people running around right now, frightened, afraid of the virus, afraid of the vaccine, to take it, to not take it. And who are you listening to? You're listening to MSNBC or you're listening to Fox News. You're listening to Dr. Fauci or you're listening to Dr. McCullough. You're listening to people who have, yes, they may have more medical knowledge or they may have more inside information if they're in government. They may know the statistics better. They may know the pharmacological combinations of drugs better. But it's apparent, is it not, that no one knows what the heck this is or how to really take care of it, how to treat it properly, because they're still groping their way. They're still feeling their way. Mask, no mask. I heard that 18% of air can permeate your mask from the sides. People walking around wearing cloth masks or even wearing surgical masks, if they're not N95 and they're not tight fit to your face, and even if they are, there's a whole school of thought that the virus can penetrate it anyway. So who are we listening to? Who are you listening to? And better yet, why? Why listen to people who are feeling their way as we go through this? Why not check in with your own sensibility and follow your own thinking after doing your own homework? Why not? Why allow these people to terrify us every day in what to me seems an apparent agenda to get us to behave a certain way, to get everybody vaccinated, to get children vaccinated? This cardiomyopathy, this swelling of the heart that is so prevalent among young people. I heard there are 13,000 cases of young people in this country with cardiomyopathy. It might have even been 18,000. And 12.5% or 13% of them will never fully recover. There are thousands of people permanently disabled, separate from the thousands that have died from the vaccine, that are permanently disabled from the vaccine. I'm not here to say take it or don't take it. This is a show called Think for Yourself. The last thing I would do is ever tell you what to do. The only thing I'm asking you to do is to think for yourself. You know, all of the vaccines are a research project. None of them are FDA approved, only for emergency use. Still, even the Pfizer vaccine, despite what some headlines have said, they can't possibly be this quickly. They have to go through certain protocol and certain assurances of what they will do post-approval, and they have to gather data. They are not FDA approved. So everyone getting the vaccine is part of a research project. That's what you are. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a reason to do it. There's risk in everything. You know, we've become risk averse, right? Everybody wants the government to fix everything so there's no risk. And there's always going to be risk, and there's always going to be reward in every choice we make in life. There's nothing that's risk-free. So whether you decide to take the vaccine or whether you decide not to take the vaccine, there's a risk either way. But that risk is for you to decide as an individual. And I go back to the philosophical video or the spiritual video that I watched this afternoon. If God created us, then there's nothing between us and God. I mean, maybe if you're deeply religious or spiritual, you could say the angelic realm is in between, but you get my government isn't between you and God, local or federal. There's nothing. Dr. Fauci, I don't know why we turned this guy into some kind of a hero. He's a bureaucrat. He's got a financial interest in the vaccine. He's been wrong repeatedly and then backtracked himself and tried to cover his tracks. He lied under oath about gain-of-function research, but he's become some kind of a false idol, comes to mind. He's become some kind of a false idol. He's like a dystopian hero, but he's not. He's a really dangerous guy. But even if he weren't, why are you listening to him? Why are you not thinking for yourself? If you draw the same conclusions he draws after doing your own homework, well, then that's fine. Then you've done your homework, you've assessed the risks, you've made your decision, and if you come down on the same side as him, that's your prerogative. You're an autonomous, free-willed creation of God. You have the right to do that as a human. You have a right to do that as a citizen living under the Constitution of the United States, to make your own decisions and to experience the consequences accordingly. I guess this rant is because I was so profoundly struck by that comment on that video about there's nothing between us and God. You know, as a Jew, I've always sort of been aware that if you're a Catholic, you need to go into a confession box and confess to the priest if you are looking for absolution. If you're a Christian, you need to go through Jesus Christ as your personal savior. The joke sort of is, if you're a Jew, you need to go into the corner and talk. Because the connection is direct. It's between you and God. I happen to believe that for every living human being, regardless of their religion or their denomination within their religion. I believe we all have a direct connection. We just have to use it. And we have to learn to listen, and we have to learn to trust the guidance that comes, because it comes from within, as opposed to being mandated from without. Be very careful about herd mentality. Not herd immunity, herd mentality. It's very compelling. You don't feel like you're alone. It's also incredibly dangerous. You know, one of the things that came out of the Hurricane Katrina was that if you went where the government told you to go, to the stadium, there was rape, there was violence, there was not enough food and water. But many people just got on the road and drove and drove and drove till they got to Texas. And there were charitable organizations here and governmental organizations here that took in people and housed them long after Katrina had done its damage. And so be very careful about following the herd, or very careful about listening to individuals like Dr. Fauci and governments and organizations that act as if they have a better connection than you do to the source of all information and wisdom. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and I'll be back here again probably tomorrow or Friday. Until then, as always, think for yourself.